Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding up Sogin Daf Imdald in the Oiz Vadar edition, Perek Chamishi, starring Halach Tes, few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Ketzad toilim umavshitim. You need to skin off the Pesach. So how do you do it? You have to hang up, you can hang up the korban and remove his skin. So what, where do you hang it up? Unkeliya shabarz layukvoyim b'ksolim. There's this type of nails that store pegs in the walls, uve amudim, in the small beams, shebehem toilim avshitim. There you hang up these korbanos and remove the skin. Kol misheinu mokam litlois, the ones who did not have a place, there was not enough room to have a peg for each person. So then makleis dokim chalokim ayusham. There were thin and peeled sticks that were there in Beis HaMikdash. Then you hang the carbon on these sticks. You put the sticks on the shoulders between two people on both shoulders, and on these shoulders you hang up on these sticks that were sitting on the shoulders. You hang up the carbon. If the 14 of Nisan fell on Shabbos, you don't use the sticks. He just puts his hand on the shoulder of his friend. His friend puts his hand on his shoulder, and they use the hands as sticks. You don't usually the actual sticks. It says the more of Zehir, but Shem Abelazar, Konim umaklus koidim la Torah sakelim nishto. Meaning our mishto, that's the maklus. Konim is referring to the konim that they used to use in lechem aponim in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to put like small sticks between the breads in order to keep it fresh. So it says there that you did not use, they did not bring the konim on Shabbos. They used to put the breads without the konim on Shabbos. And then on after Shabbos, they used to bring in and add the konim. So our Mishnah, it says you cannot use the small sticks. And the we're referring to Lechem Aponim, it says that they also can't use the small sticks. That's all Koidim Ataras Kelim Shanina. What does that mean? Referring to when we're learning Masechet Shabbos. The Masechet Shabbos, what it was, is they were goyzer not to have Muktzeh. And originally, the Yisr Muktzeh was very strict. They didn't allow to move almost anything. Slowly, there started to be matir. And they start saying the kelim, any vessel, which is a tzorech gufo, which you're using the actual vessel, you're allowed to move it, even though it's a kli of Yisr. And they started to be matir more and more. When we said not to move these small sticks, even though these small sticks are considered to be vessels that are used for the Beis HaMikdash, it's before they said that Muktzeh is mutter on Shabbos, that there are certain elements of Muktzeh that are mutter. We're talking about the original takana when we said that all Muktzeh is usur, that's when we didn't allow to use the sticks on Shabbos. But once we allowed Muktzeh on Shabbos, so of course you can use these sticks on Shabbos, it's considered to be a kli, which you can use the tzorech gufoy. Halacha yuzok the Mishnah, koru voitzi eseimurov. The kara opened the Korban Pesach, took out its fat. Nosnoi b'magaz, magaz is a kli. V'yiktiron b'mizbeach, and with that kli, they took it and threw it on the mizbeach. Yotzos kas v'shoini v'yoshlo b'arabai. You talk about when Yudal is on Shabbos, so they cannot carry the Korban Pesach to their homes, so or outside of Beis HaMikdash. So the first group went and sat in Harabais. Shniyo b'cheil, that's a more inner area in Harabais. Hashlish is in Koyim Ohimedes, the third one stood in its place in Beis HaMikdash. Hashaycho, once it became dark and it's Moed Shabbos, Yotzov et Solis Pizchayim, they went out and they rose to the Korban Pesach. Sizmok Sivi Zoyimenu Mikuloi. Meaning, when you put the blood on the Mizbeach, the Korban needs to be intact and not cut to pieces. And that's why one explains, Omar Avun Milvad Mizevach Sholem. It needs to be a Zevach which is complete. That's why they cut the Korban only after they threw the blood. Each one of these psukim refers to Akhtara and teaches me something else. Only the fat of the kosher behem may put them his back, not the pasul one. Should not mix the fat of one carbon with another carbon. Then it's the kulon kachas, which means you put all of them together. Rav Chaim says, you can explain it means only all the chalovim of one korban, but as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara understands referring to the chalovim of all the korbanos. And that's what the Gemara asks right away. He said, don't mix the fat of one korban with another. You could put all them together. The magos, which is the kli, there you have to put each korban as goes into his own kli. And then you bring the kli on the mizbeach. Once it's on the Mizbeach, then you can mix up together all the fats of all the korbanos. Says the Gemara of Nidal and Mubeis, Lo ken tani abchio, lo yhoisu yeshiva behazoro, el amalchi beizdovi bilvat. So the Gemara is referring to another sugya, and we'll see how that connects to the Mishnah in a moment. It says you're not allowed to sit in the Azara, only Malchib is Dovid. Nobody else can sit in the Azara. He disagrees, even Malchib is Dovid should not sit in the Azara. Says the Gemara, we're using the Gius of Reb Chaim that brings the following sentence, and then going back to the sentence we have right now. It says clearly in the Pasuk that Dovid Melch sat in the base of Mikdosh. Says the Gemara, he did not actually sit. He just leaned on the wall, it's as if he sat. He says he didn't sit at all. What it says, there was Yoshev, it means he was Miyashev his das to daven properly. But it means his mind, not his body. So now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Yotzu Kasu Shoino, Vi Yoshu Labarabais, Vashnia Bechayil, Vashlishes Min Koimo. So the Gemara had the gear so that the Shlishes Min Koimo, and the Gemara understands it says Yoshvo, the first group sat in Arabais, second in the Chayil. The third one sat in Koimo in Beis HaMikdosh. Masha was sitting in Beis HaMikdosh, and you just said nobody could sit in Beis HaMikdosh. Says the Gemara, I'm not sure. Mano ma sinon mitni v'yosho bim Koimo, omdol bim Koimo. Don't come explain the Mishnah that she sat in its place, the group sat in its place, but it stood in its place. In other words, when the Mishnah says bim Koimo, it means bim Koimo it's standing, not sitting, and of course they didn't sit in the Azara. With this, we conclude the fifth parak of Masechet Sochim, Hadronach Perak Tom Nishchat, Hadronach Perak Tom Nishchat. Starting the sixth parak, Sokta Mishnah, Eilu Dvorim Pesach Doichim, as a Shabbos, the following things you could do on Shabbos. Shchita Asu, you could check the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Vezikas Domo, you could throw the blood on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Umichui Krovov. Michui Krovov refers to some cleaning that you do to his intestines. You do, but that's just taking out the dirt, the psoilus. The Hector Chalovov, taking the fat and putting it on Mizbeach. That you could do on Shabbos. Aval Tzli also roasting it, V'adochus Krovov, washing its intestines, Einam Doichin. That you cannot do on Shabbos. Here, Kivoy, to carry it, V'avos, Yechutz HaTchum, and bring it from outside of the Tchum. V'chatichas Yabal, to removing a wart, all that's Ein Doichin, because it's Machshir Mitzvah, which can be done before Shabbos. Aval Zohimer Doichin, is Doichin, he holds the Shittah, so you could do Machshir Mitzvah on Shabbos. This was the halacha that Zikni Beseir forgot. One time the 14th fell on Shabbos. They didn't know Korban Pesach could be done on Shabbos and not. They forgot this halacha. There is a Bavli, a Babylonian. His name is Hillel Azokin. And he was the one who, he was Meshamesh, Shmaya Ve'Avtalion. Your daddy Pesach Doichas Shabbos Imlav, he's going to know that halacha. Maybe we're going to have some usage from him. In other words, maybe we're going to have some tu'elis from Hillel. Shochu v'kol, they called him. Amulu shemati mi'amecha kashachal abosol yes b'shabbos. Did you hear ever when 14 falls on Shabbos, im doichas the Shabbos Imlav, does it doichas Shabbos or not? Amulu Lamzi, he told him, v'chilun el Pesach ad b'vad doichas the Shabbos b'chol shona? You have only one Korban Pesach that happens once in a while that you do doichas Shabbos? Every year we have Pesachim doiching the Shabbos, meaning, not Pesach itself, we have Korbanos which are similar to Pesach, they're doiching the Shabbos every year. Which Korbanos is referring to specifically? Istani Tani Meo, referring to 100. Istani Tani Matai, or it's referring to 200. Istani Tani Shloshmot, or to 300 Korbanos every year. Mandomer Mea Tmidim, Korbanos Tmidim that you bring every Shabbos. You have two Korbanos Tmidim every Shabbos. There's 50 Shabbos a year, so you do 100 Korbanos Tamid on Shabbos. Mandol Matayim Tmidim Umusofi Shabbosis. Every Shabbos should be in two Korbanos Tamid and two Korbanos Amusofim. So it's 4 per Shabbos, 4 times 50 is 200 a year. Mandol Mashlashvois Tmidim Umusofi Shabbosis Shalyomim Toivim Vesharosh Chadoshim Veshamoyadis. You have Korbanos Amusofim not only on Shabbos, but also when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and when Chol HaMoed falls on Shabbos. So Reb Chaim does a quick cheshbon. He says, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah has 10 Korbanos Musaf, and it's also Rosh Chodesh, you have 11 Korbanos on that Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so also Sukkot falls on Shabbos, and the Korbanos that you have that day is 30. So that's already 41. That year, Shmini Atzeres will fall on Shabbos as well. His Korbanos are 10, so that's already 61. And then you have Shabbos doing Pesach, which is another 11 Korbanos. So that's 72. and you have two Rosh Chodeshim every year at least that are Chafal on Shabbos, that's already 94. And if Shavuos Chol on Shabbos, you'll have more than 100. So you have another 100, approximately 100 Karbanis to fall on that could be on Shabbos, Musafim of Yantev Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed. So Hillel Zuck is telling them, you're asking if Pesach, the fall on Shabbos, is a Deich Shabbos. We found many Karbanis of Deich Shabbos. The Karban Tomid of every Shabbos, the Karban Musaf of every Shabbos, and the Karban Musaf of the Muyatim. Amrullah, so they told him, Kfar, Mayinu Shiesh Mechot Yechilis. So they made fun. They said, we said, do you have Toyelis from you? In other words, really, you're not really helping us. Because how can you compare Pesach to these Karbanis? Maybe these Karbanis are different. And more is going to continue the discussion in the next daf that Hillel showed how do you learn from these Karbanis to Karban Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Daled.